Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus, bishops. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express the love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Small Miracles on the Way to the Kingdom.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields first the fruit, then the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, and they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Winter has always been a time of reflection that we might know from whence we have come and where we are going. In the Native American tradition, it was a time to share stories with one another. Paul called Timothy to recall the faith of his mother and grandmother. Jesus calls us to remember the grace of God, which brings seed to plant without our effort, only by the mystery of grace. What are the small miracles that have graced our lives, helping the gifts we have to grow and to bring forth fruit? Sometimes we don't realize them until we discover how we have grown. This is the way of the kingdom of God. Like the mustard seed, we can grow and be at home with others in the bush of the plant. My great-grand aunt Teresa, even in her 90s, used to welcome the Jehovah Witnesses, giving them coffee and some homemade breads. She enjoyed their company, but respectfully disagreed with them, quoting scripture herself. She told me she had read the Bible cover to cover over a dozen times. Quite a feat for someone who had not finished sixth grade. The small miracle was of openness to others with whom she knew she would disagree. We are challenged today not by birds coming to us, but by how we welcome migrants who fled their countries and have come to be on our doorstep. They have left their countries because of persecution, oppression, and violence. Do we treat them with welcome or return to them the same? I remember my first time attending a mass in a Black community or a Hispanic community. The warm, joyful singing and energy was overwhelming. They clearly widened their hearts to love. Today, let us reflect on how we mirror the kingdom of God in our openness to those we might not understand. What miracles might we learn from the way they share with one another and welcome us? What kind of harvest do we reap by our actions?